Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dupos from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts, minds, and souls with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. and Pastor Kathy will bless our hearts with a word. Amen. Praise be to God. And you can also call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come play. Your glory, God.
Afternoon. Lord, when life is difficult, we are tempted to abandon hope in the future. But you are our God, and we can draw strength from you. So let us trust you, Father, in good times and in bad times. Let us persevere, even if our souls is troubled, and let us follow your Son, Jesus Christ, this day and forever. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a word from him, from the Lord. Amen. So in the meantime, I will play another selection. Why don't we open up our hearts and let Jesus come in? Amen. Praise God.
You might be sitting there thinking to yourself, where is my God now? So many hypocrites professing to be Christian, lying and gossiping in the church. But I'm here to let you know that it starts with you, because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen.
Heavenly Father, free us from anger and bitterness. When we are angry, we cannot feel the peace that you intended for our life. When we are bitter, We cannot sense your presence. Keep us mindful that forgiveness is your commandment. Let us turn away from the bitterness and instead claim to the spiritual abundance that you offer through the gift of your Son. In his name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Okay.
That's right. Everybody got around.
Cause I'm
Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Praise God. Which is entitled, In Control. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. And it says, the mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Amen. Praise be to God for the reading of his word. Amen. Stop to consider the truth of these statements. You cannot make another person love you. You cannot always have your way in every situation. You cannot own everything you want to. You cannot do everything perfectly every time. You cannot persuade everybody to think the way you do. If we are honest with ourselves, we will admit we don't like the fact that we cannot control these things. But here is the good news. God is in complete control. He alone is omnipotent, omnipresent, and omnipotent. He alone rules all creation, and he loves you so much that he always brings good out of everything you face. So when someone doesn't love you or think like you do, when you don't get your way, when you don't own something or do a task perfectly, you can take heart. It's okay, because your God is still in charge. Praise be to God. And he is working everything for your good. To God be the glory. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. So let us pray. Jesus, we will praise you in our setbacks, losses, and lack of control. Our life is in your hands, and trust you with it. In your name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Remember that God is always in control. Praise be to God. And I hope that you enjoyed this devotional message. I loved it. It was just so astounding. And at this time, I will play another selection. Amen. Praise be to God. Unspeakable joy. How many of you out here today have that unspeakable joy down in your souls? Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us pray. Lord, let your priorities be our priorities. Let your will be our will. Let your word be our guide. And let us grow in faith and in wisdom this day and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless us with a word from the Lord this evening. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come with a word. Amen. So in the meantime, I will play another selection.
Oh, the sun shall not smite thee by day. what I told him. This is what I'm going to do.
Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 in the CSB Bible says, each person should do as he has decided in his heart, not out of regret or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver, chosen to be generous. Do you want to improve your self-esteem? Then make sure that you're a generous person. When you give generously to those who need your help, God will bless your endeavors and enrich your life. So if you're looking for a surefire way to improve the quality of your day or your life, here it is. Find ways to share your blessings. God rewards generously, just as surely as he punishes sin. If we become generous disciples in the service of our Lord, God blesses us in ways that we cannot understand, fully understand, either with our possessions or with our love. We deprive ourselves of the spiritual abundance that would otherwise be ours. Do you seek God's abundance and his peace? Then share the blessings that God has given you. Share your possessions. Share your faith. Share your testimony and share your love. God expects no less, and he deserves no less. And neither, come to think of it, do your neighbors. All kindness and good deeds, we must keep silent. The results will be an inner reservoir of power. Praise be to God. The measure of a life, after all, is not its duration, but its donation. As faithful stewards of what we have, ought we not to give earnest thoughts to our staggering surplus? What is your focus today? Joy comes when it is Jesus first, others second, then you. When somebody needs a helping hand, he doesn't need it tomorrow or the next day. He needs it now. And that's exactly when you should offer to help. Good deeds, if they are really good, happen sooner than, rather than later. The test of generosity is not how much you give, but how much you have left. Here's a thought. God has given you countless blessings, and he wants you to share them. It said in 1 Peter 4 and 10 in the CSB, based on the gift they have received, everyone should use it to serve others as good managers of the very grace of God. In Acts 20 and 35, in the CSB says, in every way, I have shown you that by laboring like this, it is necessary to help the weak and to keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus. For he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1 in the New King James Version says, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Amen. Galatians 6 and 10 in the CSB says, therefore, as we have opportunity, we must work for the good of all, especially for those who belong to the household of faith. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, your word tells us that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Make us a faithful steward of the gifts you have given us, and let us share those gifts generously with others today and every day that we live. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And again, at this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening.
Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. From this place where I'm at, yeah. I need an answer, and you know all the facts. I'm done all I can. Tired of making mistakes over and again. So I'm calling on you, and you always know what to do. So I'm praying to thee. When I get up, I'll stand in victory. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Take away the hurt. When I can't seem to make it work, I've done all that I can. Turn on your words, I'm ready to stand. So I'm hearing your voice. Jalen and a melody. Yeah. So I'm flowing, flowing in your will. All that I am, I have to fulfill. Oh. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah.
Amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And as we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will play another selection.
Fall and I lose, and there more than handle your mess. Quicksand, uh-oh, you thought I was coming. Oh no, just like in a millionaire, he threw me a lifeline. Then he pulled me from a darkest place, left me in the richest way. New life, new thought, new swag, I know you wish you had. Took me out when you had the chance, but God redeemed me and he gave me a chance to unlock the gates of hell, your tactics can't prevail. What my God had for me, supersede the enemy.
God, and now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a word from the Lord. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
Thank you.
That would have been very good.
You know, one of the things, that's why you got to love your spouse. Because one of the things that Pastor Stephen knows about me and I know about him is whenever we got to preach or something is coming up, we got to do a seminar or something, and we're getting ready, we know to give each other the day before and that day, that space to just get with God, right?
Amen.
Just get out of the way because we know. Don't say a word. We got to get in God's presence. We got to hear what God is saying to the people. Okay? So Pastor Stephen gives me that space, and I give him that space, and he's got to do his preaching or his seminars. I get out of the way because I already know he don't want to hear nothing I got to say right now because he's focused on what God is saying. Oh, my goodness.
Praise
he's
him,
focused
praise.
On what God is trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I could tell. And they're going to get mad and start hanging up or don't come back, but that's okay. God said I got to say it anyway. No, he didn't. I'm lying. I just want to say it. God help me, Jesus. But there are times when I know that I've let everybody that loves me, knows me, friends with me, whatever. I'm preaching on Thursday, okay, 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Even if you don't get on to support me,
mm-hmm.
support me by not calling me during mm-hmm. that time, not
right.
talking to me during that time. You know, my boy, help me, Holy Ghost. My boy, he's on my mind right now, y'all know this. Anyway, my boy, he would always call me on Thursday at 6:58. What's wrong with you? So I wouldn't even answer the call because I'm like, you could say that joke to later, buddy, because he just calling because he's on his way from work and he got
okay.
a joke.
Yeah, that's what
and
my
so
son
I wouldn't even answer
too.
The call.
Yeah,
you know,
my
I'm
son.
Like, hold the joke till later.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tell him later on, I said, you do know I preach on Thursday. Yeah, I know. You know I preach at 7 o'clock. Yeah, Mom, what's up? Why are you saying all? Oh, my bad, Mom.
Yeah.
It's Thursday. I'm like, really? You too young for this nonsense. You know, young people, they mind just come and go.
That's
and
right.
And you're going, really? It's because mm-hmm. here's the thing. you may really not know, so I'm going to help you, okay?
Yes.
You may really not know that when a pastor, a preacher, an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, come on now, when they have got to minister to the people for God,
yes.
they need to get with God,
mm-hmm.
okay? You cannot call them 10 minutes or the same day that they got to preach and then say, I don't know why she keep putting all my business in the street. That's why I don't tell her nothing. You should not tell them because it gets in their spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Once it gets in their spirit, they in there trying to concentrate and hear from God and preach God's word. But what you mm-hmm. told them is in their spirit, so it's
yes.
coming right back out of their mouth.
Exactly.
So you have no one to blame but you mm-hmm. for calling them and telling them your business right before they got to get on the line. Now, I got a couple of girlfriends in California. They're going, uh-oh, I ain't getting on no more. But it's okay. I'm just saying it to help us all.
Right.
Okay? You guys need me to get into the presence of God because y'all need me to hear from God. Kathy don't have a word to save you. I have to hear what God wants to tell you. Okay? Mm. Thank you, God. Okay, I got all that out. A preacher needs time to hear from God. They have to shut it down so that they know that, Father God, I'm lining up with what you're trying to get me to say. And it's not me. I want to get out of your way so I can hear what you want to say to the people. Come on now.
Amen.
It's called R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yeah, respect. For
that's
those that have to give ear to hear what thus says the Lord. Yeah, you don't want... Do you want to come to my house on Thanksgiving and have me feed you some spaghetti? No. You're going, oh, excuse you? You ain't make no turkey, no collard greens, no potato salad? What is going on? You want that meal prepared because it's Thanksgiving. Listen, you ought to want the meal prepared because it's God that's going to change your life with it. Yeah. You don't want me to just throw you anything. Come on now. Thank you, God. Well, anyway, now that I said all that, thank you, Father. Mm-hmm. Now that I said all that,
amen.
I got to tell y'all, I mm-hmm. truly love Pastor Stephen. Yeah.
Amen.
I love Pastor Stephen. Me and this man, we argue like cats and dogs. We argue. You know,
yeah,
and then we go, we argue so much, we look at each other and go, I don't like you right now. I don't like you either. God. But then there are times when I shed a tear and he sheds a tear with me. Because
mm-hmm.
he's hurting with me. There's times when I'm laughing and he'll laugh because I'm feeling good. Or I'll laugh because he's feeling good. He's crying, I'm crying. You understand what I'm saying? So we really have come to respect and love one another for who we are. And we're good together. We are good together. And so, you know, I'm saying this because last night I started crying. Couple of seconds later, I said, what you doing? He cried. I said, come on. Can a sister have a moment to shed a tear?
No,
you can't.
No.
Because when you're hurting, I'm hurting.
Exactly.
And I tell you the truth. You know, the thing that I love most, and y'all got to hear me good, the thing that I love most about him is that he loves the Lord.
Amen.
Ooh, y'all thought it was something else. No.
Mm-mm.
Because if he loves the Lord, guess what? God is going to make sure he knows how to love me. If I love the Lord, God is going to make sure I know how to love him. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, God. And so I bless God for Pastor Stephen on tonight. I know I don't say it often. Yes, I do. I say it often, but not often enough. How about that?
Yes. That's better.
So, So it's okay every now and again to say that you love them, to say that you need them, to say that you are so grateful you have them. Yeah, and that's how I feel right now. I'm driving home from work, and I'm thinking about him, and I'm smiling, and I'm going, God, thank you. Even when he gets to the point where I say, I don't like you right now, I still am grateful God gave him to me. Well, I got to get into this word right now. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God, for another day of life, health, and strength, oh God. Thank you for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Thank you, oh God, for never leaving our side, oh God. Thank you, oh God, when we think we're alone, you're there gently to remind us you are never alone, okay? You might not have the person that you want next to you, but you're never alone because you'll always have the person that you need next to you. Thank you, God. I'd rather have the one that I need because guess what? The one that I need will get me the one that I want. Come on now, y'all. Y'all got to understand who your God is.
All right.
To know who he is. My goodness, glory to God. And it's not his desire, that any of you should perish. And guess what? That doesn't just mean he don't want to see you in sin and he don't want to see you go to hell and all of that. No, it means other things. It means why would he want to see his babies not get their milk, huh? Not get the rattle that they're trying to get to or they can't walk right now. They still crawling. So in other words, why would God want to see us not get the things that we think we desire? Yeah, because there's sometimes I desire some stuff, and God will give it to me knowing darn well I don't need it, but I desired it, so he gave it to me. And then I look around, and afterwards I go, ooh, why did I eat all that ice cream? You know, because we don't know how to stop ourselves. Y'all ever seen goldfish? If you keep pouring food in the fish tank, goldfish will keep eating.
Yes,
they never
will.
Stop.
That's right.
We've got to know when to stop and when to keep going. Come on now. God is trying to teach us some things.
Yes.
And as comical as it may sound, God is trying to teach us in everything that I say. So you got to pay attention. Come on now. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word on tonight. We pray that as your word comes forth, someone is going to hear it, and they are going to draw nigh to thee. They are going to love you all the more. They're going to feel your arms wrapped around them. They're going to know, my goodness, all we got to do is trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because we're not always going to understand your ways. In fact, most of the time we don't. But because they're your ways and not our ways, we know that you are going to work out the good for them that love you. So thank you, God.
Amen.
Now, Father God, I'm going to get out of your way and allow you to speak a word to the people, oh God. They are my lips, your words. And I thank you in advance, oh God, for using me to speak to the people, oh God. You could have chose anybody to do this, but I'm so glad you chose me on today. Have your way right now. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. God be
blessed.
Bless the
Lord. Here we go. Go all the way to the New Testament, which is in the back of your Bibles. Yeah. Oh, this is a familiar passage. You know what I did? I'm getting ready to tell on somebody, and I don't care. I'm just going to tell it. You know what? Every time the Holy Ghost says, give them the title now. And I go, okay, I do exactly what the Holy Ghost tells me to do, so I give y'all the title. And the next thing I know, when it's quiz time, y'all didn't think it was going to be quiz time. Yeah, when it's quiz time, you're going, so what was this about? And what part of the song did you like? And you're going on. And then you realize they heard the title and hung up.
Oh, no.
Oh, so you didn't get none of that word. And then she started laughing. I heard it. It was about, no, you didn't hear it. You heard the title.
Right.
Sometimes your blessing is in the meat, not the title.
Come on.
You've
now.
Got to listen to it all. The title is not going to hold you. It's going to grab you, but it cannot hold you. God's word is what's going to hold you.
Amen.
For the rest of the week. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God.
Ooh,
I thank God for all of you under the sound of my voice that continue to support myself, Pastor Kathy DuVoe, my husband, Pastor Stephen DuVoe, and led by God Christian Ministry. Here we go. Thank you guys for giving your time to hear what thus says the Lord. Here we go. We are going to be coming from the New Testament. I'll go to the back. But it's in the beginning, in the back of the beginning, right after Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which is in the middle of your Bible. We are going, we're in the New Testament. We come from the book of Acts. So you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then Acts. So we're going to talk about the Acts of the Apostles. Yeah. Ooh, this is good stuff right here. Coming from Acts, and it's familiar, but you got to hear it all. You got to hear it all. See where God's going tonight. Acts chapter 12, verses 5 through 11. And Acts chapter 16, verses 20 through 28. Acts chapter 12, verses 5 through 11. And Acts chapter 16, verses 20 through 28. Here we go. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was fervently praying to God for him. On the night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains. My goodness, glory to God. With sentries standing guard at the entrance to the prison. Verse 7, suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared and a light shone in the cell. He tapped Peter on the side and woke him up saying, get up quickly. And the chains fell off his wrist. Get dressed and put on your sandals. Said the angel. Peter did so, and the angel told him, wrap your cloak around you and follow me. So Peter followed him out, but he was unaware that what the angel was doing was real. He thought he was in a vision. He was only seeing a vision. They passed the first and the second guards and came to the iron gate.
Yes.
Leading to the city, which opened for them by its, oh, come on now. That's good stuff right there. Which opened for them by itself. When they had gone outside and walked the length of one block, the angel suddenly left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, now I know for sure that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from Herod, King Herod's grasp and from everything that the Jewish people were anticipating.
Wow.
Acts 16. Acts 16 and 20 through 28. They brought them into the magistrates and said, these men are Jews and are throwing our city into turmoil by promoting customs that are unlawful for us Romans to adopt or practice. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered that they be stripped and beaten with rods. And after striking them with many blows, they threw them into the prison and ordered the guard to secure them. to guard them securely. There we go. 24. On receiving this order, he placed them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, about midnight, Paul and Silas praying and singing hymns to the Lord. It says they were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. 26, suddenly a strong earthquake shook the foundations of the prison. At once, all the doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. When the jailer woke up, here we go. Here go the jailer now, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, presuming that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul yelled out with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself. We are all here." My goodness, glory to God. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, since you heard all that, now I can tell you the title. The title is The Appointed Time. This is good stuff. Anybody that knows me and my mother's girls know that we have never, ever been on time for anything. I don't know what is wrong with us. We just don't know how to be on time. And you know what? Okay, thank you. Well, God, you know, I have to blame her because she was such a good mother, but I got to blame her. You know, and in all honesty, mother was never on time. Every time I seen mother, she was running. I'm getting ready, Mr. Buzz. I'm getting ready. And you're like, is she ever just walking out the door calmly to go to work? No.
Mm-hmm.
Always running. But anyway, and by me saying that, you got to hear that in that sentence, you got to hear God saying, train up her child in the way they should go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, guess what? If you are in your child's presence for any given time, you are training them up. You're either training them purposely or unknowledgeably. Purposely means you're showing them what you want them to know. Unknowledgeably,
yeah.
you don't even realize that you're training them, but you are.
Because
they're watching everything you do.
That's
right. The same way we was watching our mama. And I tell you, she was late, you know, just always running. But guess what? I love the fact that she did not like a nasty house.
Ooh.
Every time you turn around, she clean. And then if someone try to clean, she'll go out the room, let you clean. And then two seconds later, she come in there and clean behind you. Come on, I just cleaned that. But it wasn't, oh, Lord. See, Pastor Stephen going to get me. He said, oh, so that's where you get it from. Because this dude, he will clean. Then he walk out and then, unbeknownst to me,
right,
he's looking back in the room, and I go behind him straight up. He said, why did you do that? I go, what? You know what? I don't know. My mama's sitting in heaven going, Lord, that child is blaming me for everything. Listen to her. God says, okay. Because you trained her with a whole lot more good than anything.
Okay.
So thank you, God. So now we see that Peter getting ready to be killed the next day. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And while Peter's getting ready to be killed, they done threw him in jail. And guess what Peter doing? Peter is sleeping in the prison. But not only is he sleeping, Peter's comfortable. Not because he's in a deep sleep and the angel had to shake and awake him. No, Peter comfortable because he done took off all his clothes.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't laying down with his clothes on. Peter done undressed himself. Look, he acting like he going to bed. He was in prison. And so, yeah, thank you, Holy Ghost. Okay, hold that thought. Did I give y'all the title? The title is The Appointed Time. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. And so Peter done took off all his clothes, and he laying in jail, cleat, like he at home.
Yeah.
The angel came and said, get dressed. Put your clothes on, man. Peter like, oh, okay. Okay, so he's putting on his clothes and stuff, but you could tell he's still sleazy. Because he didn't even realize what was happening to him was real. He thought he was still asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he thought he was having a vision. And,
exactly.
And so you got Peter sleeping in the prison. You got two soldiers standing on either side of him. You got him all bound with chains. You got another guard on the entrance to the prison. Oh, my goodness. And suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared and the light shone in the cell. The light shone in the cell, but the guards didn't. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. See, this is good stuff for all of y'all, all of us, because the light shone in the cell. If a light shone from a heavenly being, can you imagine how bright it was?
Yes.
They don't say to God, say, hey, what's going on? What's this light? No. They didn't even see it.
They were asleep.
See, you know why this is good? Because whatever God has for you, my goodness, glory to God, can't nobody block it because they can't see it coming. Come on now. So the light shone. You know, ain't nobody could see it. Peter didn't even see it. He was asleep. And so the angel tapped him. So wake up. Get up quickly. And the chain fell off his wrist. Get dressed. Put on your... He ain't even had his shoes on.
Can you
get
imagine
dressed,
that?
Put on your sandals. Yeah, come on now. And so Peter followed him, did everything the angel told him to do. See, this is the part that really I wish y'all would get. Thought he was dreaming, right?
Right.
He didn't even realize that the angel of the Lord, or better yet, that the Lord had come to, oh my goodness, glory to God, to release him from what had him bound.
Right.
He did not know.
No, he
right?
didn't.
Because he thought he was having a vision. But here's the thing. When the angel of the Lord came and said, come on, do this, do that, do this, even though Peter didn't realize it was really an angel, Peter still did what the angel told him to do. He didn't go, hold up, let me check with Bill, see what he thinks. Let me go check with Sal. See, that's how we mess up. God sends you an angel and giving you specific instructions, but guess what you're doing? You calling somebody to find out what you think. You think that's God or is it me? You think God's telling me to, oh, my goodness, glory to God. It says the angel of the Lord told Peter, come on, get up quickly.
Yes.
So if the title is The Appointed Time, Peter has so much time. He only had a window to play with. And you're saying, it's God. He had all the time in the world. Yeah, God has all the time in the world.
But not Peter. That's right.
You understand? God has all the time in the world, but we don't. When God says, here's your window, make haste to take advantage of your opportunity. If you don't take advantage of your opportunity, you just missed out. Why? Because you didn't do it in the time. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. You didn't do it in the time frame that God said. In the book, you got to understand, in Ecclesiastes, it says there's a time and a season for everything. Which means everything that God is doing with you, that you either in his timing or you're in your season. Either way, they the same thing.
Amen. Yes.
Did you hear me? You're either in his timing or in your season. Either way, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Your season will always be in God's timing. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. So because there's a time and a season for everything, you got to understand when that angel was telling Peter, come on, quickly, get up.
Mm-hmm.
Not because the angel was afraid of the guards.
Oh, no.
Come on now, the guards didn't even know the angel was there.
Exactly.
With all that power going on, that the cell opened up, the chains fell, all that power right around them, and they didn't even realize what was going on. Okay? When he says, get up quickly, it was for Peter. This is your time. Take it. Oh, my goodness. Go to God. This is your appointed time. Take advantage. Come on, let's go.
Amen.
It starts off with the suddenly. Okay? Mm-hmm. You got to understand, you've been in this thing for however long you've been in it, and then suddenly God says it's your season to come out. That's your appointed time.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you still call, well, what you think, Jim? You think this is God saying I need to come on through? Or you, what you think? You think this is God saying I need to lay this down? What you think this is God? This is Satan messing. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. And before you know it, you miss the time frame that God had opened up a window of opportunity for you.
Yes.
And so Peter didn't miss out, even though he thought he was dreaming. He still did what that angel said do. He followed him. And this is the good part. It says not only did the guards inside the prison not feel the power of the Lord. You know why they didn't feel it? Because they were not with him. Not with Peter. They were not with God.
Amen.
So they were not ever going to visit God's power because they were not with him. They were against him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they didn't even know the power was going on. Now you got a guard on the outside of the gate. They don't even know it says they passed the first guard, the second guard. They just walking on past the guard like, okay, I'll see y'all later. Y'all take it easy. Thanks for housing me. See y'all. And they just gone on out. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
And so they walk past two guards going out, and soon as the angel of the Lord gets Peter a block away, out to safety, the angel takes off.
Yes.
Right?
Like,
because
okay,
the angel wasn't there to walk it out with you. The angel's there to get you out. Once he gets you out, oh, my goodness, go to God. Now you got to walk out your own salvation. Come on now. In this day and time, God says, I'm going to use Angel Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
You go, please, Kathy ain't no angel. I'm an angel for the Lord.
All right.
Come on
All
now.
Right.
Who are you to tell God who he can use to get a message to you?
Thank you, God. Thank you.
The angel of the Lord came to get Peter out, not to walk out his salvation with him, just to bring him out from whatever had him bound. So God sends someone like Pastor Kathy or whoever you want to do it for you, and he says, get them out. Tell them to move quickly. They got to come out of it now.
Mm-hmm.
But because in your little mind, you're saying, Kathy ain't no angel. I ain't got to listen to her. You're right, you don't. But you just missed your window of opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah. Because God sent me to bring you out.
That's right.
Right? You got the ones that won't come out because they accepted. That's just Kathy. You know, who says she a preacher? Who says she can tell us what God is saying? Okay, hold that thought. we'll see you on the other side. Oh, no, that's right. You didn't listen, so you won't be going where we're going. So anyhow, my goodness, glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
So now, you ought to listen to the angel, Kathy, when God sent her to get you out of whatever has you bound.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't listen, so you still bound, and the rest of us, we going on about our business. But guess what? So you got two kind of hope. One that don't want to listen because it's coming through Kathy, and the other one that's saying, all right, Kathy, which way do we go now? What are we supposed to do now? No! God only sent Kathy to bring you out. Now you've got to walk out your own salvation. It's between you and God.
That's right. That's
but guess
right.
what? Mm. Your steps really have been ordered by the Lord.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
When Kathy disappears and she's no longer in your life, you ought to be seeking God's face for what is the next step.
Come on now.
You don't need Kathy, but you dang sure need God.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy
right.
can't tell you which way to go from here. Only
nope.
God can.
That's right.
The part that God sent Kathy to do, she did it, now she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. My goodness,
right.
glory to God.
Absolutely. Woo. Thank you, God.
And so guess what? It didn't say that she had turned around looking for the angel. What you doing? Why you leaving? What's going on? Where you at?
Uh-uh.
It said Peter came to himself, and guess what Peter said? After that angel left, and Peter realized he was set free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Peter said, now I know for sure that
for
God
sure.
sent the angel to rescue me.
Mm-hmm.
Had
sure,
you listened
sure.
to Kathy when God mm-hmm. sent her and said to tell you to move quickly, this
mm-hmm.
is your window of opportunity, you would have come out of whatever has been having you bound, and on the other side, you would have went, wow, God
yep.
sent Kathy to get me.
Yes,
and not
did.
Only would you have said that, guess what you would have said? He says, now I know for sure that the Lord sent his angel to rescue me from.
Amen.
So
that's
Peter,
right.
he was mm-hmm. being rescued from Herod's grasp and from everything
mm-hmm.
that the Jewish people were anticipating on doing to him.
Yes.
And you ought to
yes.
have been able to say, Kathy, God sent Kathy to get me out.
Yes.
Because whatever had me bound was going to
mm-hmm.
try
mm-hmm.
to take my life.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, not so. Huh? Not so. Why? Because God knows your appointed time. He knows how long you're going to be here. He knows when you came here. He knows
That's
when you're leaving. He knows. He
yes,
knows
God.
You.
Oh, yes.
And he surely knows the plans. This is the wonderful part. He knows the plans that he has for your life. But guess what? You got your own plan. And that's
mm-hmm.
okay. It's okay that you got your own plan. Huh? Because mm-hmm. until you allow God to start doing the driving in a car that you're in and realize that you're a passenger, you are not the driver, then
mm-hmm.
until then, you are always going to hit a brick wall.
Yes, indeed.
Because you're trying to drive blind. God is trying to give you sight and allow you to see. King David said, you know what? Your word is a lamp under my feet. It is
yes.
in my pathway to show me which way to go. But
yes.
you don't want the light, so you're driving blind because you're dark.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness,
mm-hmm.
glory to God. So anyway. So now Peter, he's free. He's gone on about his business. And it says Peter came to himself, and he started glorifying God. He says, now I know that the Lord sent that angel to get me out. And
yes.
for everyone that was trying to do me harm, God got me out of their way. Yeah. I'm no longer in their clutches. God has got
yes.
me out. Now, I got to get to the second part before I run out of time. Now we look at Paul and Silas. Paul and
mm-hmm.
Silas was doing what God sent them to do, and that was to preach the gospel,
yes.
share the good news.
Mm-hmm.
And while they were doing that, they messed up some folks from making money out of one of these girls. And they said, hey, they trying to practice lawlessness. They doing stuff that we don't supposed to do.
Yes.
And Paul and Silas going, what? I know you crazy. I'm doing what the Lord told us to do. And,
okay.
And so they said, nah, they trying to mess us up so we can't make no money. And the magistrate, they go into the court. And the court says, take them, strip them down, and beat them with rods. And then secure them in the prison. So they beat them. They stripped them down. They beat them, and they threw them in prison. And they bound their feet to the ground in the prison cell. Paul and Silas decide at midnight, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. And they're singing, my goodness, glory to God.
Yes.
They're singing how I love Jesus, and the rest of the prisoners are going, you got to be kidding me. Jesus didn't keep them from throwing you in this prison when you were wrongly accused. How can you stand there going, oh, how I love Jesus?
Because
Paul and Silas kept on singing. Oh, how I love Jesus. I guess, you know, Paul was singing high and Silas was singing baritone. I don't know. And they singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. And they're singing, and all of a sudden, here it is again, suddenly.
Yes.
A strong earthquake. Suddenly a strong earthquake came, shook the foundation of the prison, and all the doors opened.
Everyone's
chains fell off.
Yes.
It does not say that Paul and Silas' chains fell off. It says everyone's chains fell off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everyone may not have been saved. Everyone may not have believed in God. But because these two anointed men of God were there singing praises, everyone under the sound of their voice received the blessings of the Lord that came upon them. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. So here is the anointed woman of God singing God's praises, because I can't get no one else to sing for me because they're too scared. They busy. They can't get on the line. Whatever the reason.
Yes.
I start singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. And I'm just singing. And God is blessing. He's raining down on me.
Amen.
And everyone under the sound of my voice is getting what God is sending down for me.
Yes.
The blessings aren't just falling on Kathy. They're falling on everyone under the sound of Kathy's voice. Why?
Yes,
because goodness, glory to God, because you're in the atmosphere of the worship.
Amen. Ooh. Hallelujah, Jesus.
And so it says, everyone's chains fell off. All the doors opened. God said, no, I'm just going to get Paul and Silas out. No, he heard that worship. He freed everyone. Because guess what? Paul and Silas were not servants of the prison. They were not servants of the king. They were servants of the Most High God.
Amen.
They were doing what God sent them to do when they were thrown in prison. God said, oh my goodness, glory to God. God sent them to save the lives of others by telling them the good news of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So because they're there to shed the word of Jesus, everyone that gets need to hear. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God.
Yes.
Is going to receive the blessings of the Lord. Why? Because you're listening. You can hear what does it. And can you imagine them folks in the prison looking at Paul and Silas going, how are they praising their God when the God that could have prevented them from being beaten, stripped down, their clothes taken off them, beat down, and shackled in the prison? God could have prevented all this if he's really God. Now, why are they singing him songs of praise like he did so good by throwing him in prison?
Ooh, Lord.
Because it says that, guess what? While they were singing, everyone was watching them. Guess what?
Everyone.
God says, you think that the appointed time is always about you. No. The appointed time has always been about God because he's the one appointing the time. He appoints the time when the gates are going to open and you are going to come out and be free. And then he appoints the time when the gates are going to open and you're going to stand there so you can free others.
Yes. Thank you, God. Thank you.
The doors open and no one left, but the prisoners got freed.
Yes, they did.
Come on now, because they was receiving the word of God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah. They didn't have to walk out of the jail to get freed.
Nope.
They were already free because what? They were freed from sin. And and so because they stayed there listening, the chains came off them, the doors were open. And you know how, my goodness, God, I love you. You know how I know that they received Christ while they were looking at Paul and Silas and listening to them singing songs? Because guess what? When the doors open, it doesn't say that Paul said to them, no, don't go. Just stay here. No, don't leave. It says nobody moved.
Because they were too scared.
The jailer said, let me kill myself.
Because
surely they gone.
They
you
stay right there.
Scared, but listen to this. Even if you're scared and you in jail and you see the doors open with your scary self, you won't go to the door and look out and see how far you could run before anybody gets you. You still going to try to get away because you in prison. And you said to yourself, what could they do? What else could they do to me? Sure, I'm getting out of here. But because the glory of the Lord was in that place. The glory of the Lord, that's where that earthquake came from.
Yes.
Who else can shake the foundation of anything?
Nobody
but
God.
And so the glory of the Lord is in there. And the men that are listening, they getting saved.
Yes.
Because they so caught up in the worship. They doing what Paul and Silas is doing. They standing still.
Yes. Yes.
And letting God be God. So they listen. The jailer, he getting ready to kill himself. Paul said, don't hurt yourself. We still here. All of us, we still here. None of us are gone. Paul said, me and Silas, we still here. He said, we are all here.
Yeah, that's right.
When that man heard that, he said, wait a minute, hold on. Nobody tried to escape?
Nope.
Paul, Silas, what must I do to be saved?
Praise be to God.
God could have kept these guys from running up out of this jail. The appointed time, you got two of God's servants locked up.
Yes.
The angel came, and the appointed time for Peter was to get him out. Why?
That's
because it says that while Peter was locked up, the church was fervently praying to God for him. The fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Much. Yes.
So Peter gets set free. His door was open. It was time for him to go. Paul's door gets open. No, it ain't time for you to go. It's time for them to go. It's time for them to come out of sin. It's time for them to get free from whatever has them bound and live freely in the arms of the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ooh, here's the thing before I close real quick. The appointed time is sometimes here. In order for you to recognize what your appointed time is, you first got to get with God, because there are some doors that open and God said, don't go. Be still.
Yes.
Why? Yes. Because he's trying to free the ones that are around you.
Come on, God.
And then there are times when the doors open and God said, get out, get out. This is your opportunity, your window of opportunity. You got to know which door it is.
Yes.
Am I supposed to go? Or am I supposed to let them go? Now, I can say this because I worked on a job where I thought I was supposed to get on out of there and get out quickly. And right when my leg was outside the door and the other one was getting ready to join it, God said, ain't nobody told you to go? I said, I ain't getting a whole lot of money. I'm not supposed to be here. God said, ain't nobody told you to go. Why? Because it's not about you in here. I need you to free them.
Mm-hmm.
Get your leg back in there. And I had to drag my leg back on in and sit down. They said, you ain't leaving? No. I'll be here for a while. And in that while that I stayed, God was freeing others.
Yes.
Okay? So that was the Paul and Silas moment. The doors open, but it wasn't for you to go out, Kathy. It was for you to free the others with the word of God.
Yes,
because
Lord.
There's some things that has them bound that they can't get free unless God himself, oh my goodness, comes in and frees them from it.
That's
and then
right.
There are times when God opens the door. He said, Kathy, quick, get your shoes on. Time to go. What?
Get your clothes on. Let's go.
I'm so quick, I want to run out without the shoes.
Hey.
And God said, see, the wonderful thing about God was when he says an appointed time, he's giving you specific instructions how to observe the appointed time. The appointed time, get your shoes on, get your clothes on, now go.
That's
don't
right.
get to getting ahead of God and run without your shoes, Kathy, because you're missing something. He's
That's
still
right.
setting it up for you.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, glory to God. When those doors open, you got to know, is this the door that God opened because of fervent prayers of the righteous avail of money? Whatever you've been in and your mother, your grandmother, somebody behind the scenes praying to get you out, that's the door for you to come on out.
Yes, yes.
When you at a place where others are looking at you loving on God, that's the door for you to get them out.
Yeah.
Either way, it's God's appointed time. Because God and only God gets the glory out of both of those stories. Amen. God bless you guys.
Ooh, praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. At this time, Pastor Kathy is going to give the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
Amen. If you haven't received Christ as your Lord and Savior, now is as good a time as any. God is still waiting on you. And even after today, he's going to continue to wait on you.
Amen.
But why would you continue to make him wait? Tomorrow is not promised to anybody. You can do it today.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to be your choice when you do it. You come to him and say, Father God, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. I repent of all the things that I've done that goes against your word, oh God. Which means if I go against your word, I go against you. Please forgive me in the name of Jesus. I do believe that Jesus came and died on that cross for us. And then he rose again and he's sitting at the throne right next to you, God. I believe that Jesus came to free me today. I believe he's opening up the door and saying, here's your window of opportunity. Come on through. And if you miss this opportunity, the wonderful thing about God is he has so many other opportunities for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't think this is your last opportunity, but it is an opportunity. And but it's not your last, because it's not his desire that any should perish. He don't want to see you die in your sins.
No.
So he's going to give you every opportunity to come out. And he's going to be patient with you until you've had enough of that lifestyle and decide for yourself, I want to come out. And after you do that, you pray and say, Father God, please send me to a good household of faith so that I can grow all the more into the knowledge of who you are and live a lifestyle that's pleasing unto you. Oh, we thank you, God, for all the ones that are giving their lives to you right now and trusting you to lead and guide them in all righteousness. We thank you for this word on tonight, oh God, the appointed time.
Yes.
We all have an appointed time.
Yes.
And we don't need to miss that window opportunity, whether it is to come on out because you're freeing us or to stay still and allow you to use us to free others. We thank you, oh God, for all you've done, doing, and are going to do. We pray that as we continue to meditate on your word, oh God, you are making a change, a difference. You are transforming our lives each and every day. Something else is coming off us that is not like you, and we're becoming more and more like you, more loving, more forgiving, more trustworthy, more honest, kind, decent, people of integrity. We are becoming more like you, God. I pray that you will continue to work on all of us so that you will look down at us and see us operating in your likeness. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, guys.
God bless you, Pastor Kathy. Thank you for that wonderful word. And I hope and pray that all of our listeners on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Block Talk Radio enjoyed this word tonight as much as I did. God bless you and have
was
a wonderful
day. Was it just me and you?
Yes. I don't know what
bless
you
the
did.
Bless the Lord.
I don't know. It wasn't
just
me.
Oh, my
and
God.
You. I mean, all of the people that was listening on, you know, on the internet and stuff, but in the studio was just you and I.
Bless the Lord, God, I thank you.
God
is preparing me something. He is preparing me.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Ooh, God, I love you.
I was like, wait. I didn't see not one call came up on the line. I said, but what did happen? That's not like Thursdays is always packed. But I guess everybody has something to do tonight.
I have sent this text out to everyone, and oh my goodness, God said,
like
no, it's just for you tonight.
Yeah, like you always say, it's not you they're rejecting; it's God.
That right, and I see God is getting me ready for something, and I thank God that he is. All right, dear heart, I love you. God bless you. Have a great, great evening.
Love you, too. Hey, next Thursday, I'm not going to be on because I'm going to be, 26, 27, 28, I'm going to be in Atlanta, Georgia. At a conference.
Are you?
Yeah, for children. Myself, Pastor, and Lady Nadine.
Is it an Orange conference?
Yes. Oh, I didn't know you knew about
that. That's where I'm going to be.
No.
Yes.
OMG.
Yes, I'm going to be there Thursday, Friday. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We'll talk about it a little more off the line.
Yeah, well,
my goodness.
The recording is gone, so nobody could hear the conversation.
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't want you to get charged.
Oh, I'm not charged. I mean, like they
time.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's hang up and call back.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.